I'm Peter Gay Hodges with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, November 15. Coming up, government announces new traffic ticket amnesty, road maintenance fund discontinued, and government to provide funds for road repairs. The news in detail after the break.
Government pensioners. The Accountant General's Department invites you to our Pensioners Information Day, Friday, November 17, at the Michael University College, 1A Morosco Road, Kingston 5. Come for information, entertainment, health checks, prizes, and surprises. Registration starts at 9 a.m. Partners include the Ministry of Finance, Tax Administration Jamaica, the National Insurance Scheme, Administrator General's Department, SagiCorps, First Heritage Cooperative Credit Union, and the National Health Fund. Pensioners Information Day 2017, Friday, November 17, at the Michael University College.
Now the news. The Ministry of National Security has announced a new 45-day traffic ticket amnesty. The new amnesty will run from November 27, 2017 to January 13, 2018. Speaking in Parliament Tuesday, Portfolio Minister Robert Montague explained that motorists had called for an extension of the previous three-month amnesty, which ended October 31. He is encouraging persons with outstanding traffic tickets to make use of the new amnesty.
It is noteworthy that during the amnesty, motorists will not be denied the option of contesting their tickets in court. However, motorists will have to abide by the decision of the court and cannot thereafter utilize the amnesty offer. Additionally, motorists who do not avail themselves of the amnesty will be vigorously pursued by the strong arm of the law after the amnesty period is concluded.
Minister Montague says a public education campaign will be rolled out to encourage motorists to use the online portal of Tax Administration Jamaica to make payments. Government is to discontinue the Road Maintenance Fund. This as the Road Maintenance Fund Act was repealed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says with the removal of the Act, the Road Maintenance Fund, RMF, will be abolished and its functions transferred to the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. The closure of the Road Maintenance Fund is expected to save the government millions in annual operations and maintenance fees.
This has led to a need for less staff to manage the funds currently received, and it is therefore considered prudent to close the RMF and absorb the functions within the ministry. The government will save direct costs related to the operations of the RMF in the approximate sum of $35 million per year based on the transfer of the functions to the ministry.
The Road Maintenance Fund, among other things, financed maintenance projects on main roads as well as repairs to minor roads across the island. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government will be allocating funds in the 2017-2018 supplementary estimates for road repairs across the island. An allocation is being set aside in the estimates slated to be tabled in Parliament next week.
I'm certain that if you drive a Lada or you drive a Porsche, you would be concerned about the state of the roadways in Jamaica. And particularly after having 3 weeks of rain, our roads are now in a seriously compromised state. So I know that there are many Jamaicans who have been expressing their concerns about the state of our roads. And I want to say to those persons that the government hears. The government understands.
The Prime Minister was speaking Tuesday at the official opening of the new Appliance Traders Limited Automotive Group showroom in Montego Bay, St. James. And the National Works Agency, NWA, is advising the motoring public that Passage Fort Drive in the vicinity of the Dyke Road in Portmore, St. Catherine, is closed with immediate effect. This is being done in order to protect the public from possible danger to life and property as stormwater culverts in the area are collapsing. The metal culverts have been defective due to significant corrosion and have been further compromised following recent heavy rains. During the period of closure, motorists are being advised to continue to Dawkins Drive, then on to George Lee Boulevard after exiting the toll road. Another option is continuing along the Dyke Road, then on to Municipal Boulevard. The reverse obtains when traveling out of Portmore. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.